say, well, I'll go to a miss. I'll get a fly. I'll get this. I'll get something else. I'm not going to miss. I want a fly. Uh-huh. All right, go get it.
All friends.
Now, this young generation of niggers we got, I don't fool with them at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to teach my children to not. Now, my children's all grown. They don't know. I ain't got a child in school. I got grandchildren in school. And I'm trying my best every time I get them down, get to talk to them. I say, now, if there's a nigger in your school, don't call him a nigger. No, don't call him nothing. I said, when you find out what his name is, you call him by his name. And I said, you won't have no trouble with niggers. I said, I've never had any trouble with niggers in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I raised one little old nigger.
Mm-hmm.
His mother didn't have, she had a hospital, a little young'un. And he'd taken white swelling in his feet. Oh, his feet was about like that. Swell, well, white swelling.
Mm-hmm.
And I told his mother to send him to the house to me, and I'd not come. So she sent him to the hospital about like that. And I had him carry him to the doctor. I told him, man, I said, he got a little nigger to the doctor. I said, he ain't got no daddy. Carried him to the doctor, got his feet cured. And I moved away from who I was at. I moved back off somewhere there. And that nigger was gone nearby when I left. Well, he was overseeing that. He was about gone.
Right.
And in 3 years after I left that nigga, he found me. He'd been hunting me for 3 years and he eventually found me.
That's wonderful.
When he got to Albany, it was way up here in Choking. When he got to Albany, he advanced to find out who I lived at.
Mm-hmm.
And he come home.
That'll make you feel good.
Some of them said, well, in the name of the Lord, Norma, where did you come in from? The children saw him. He said, I've been a hunting old miss for 3 years. He said, and I found it.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked my children, their ABCs in the book when they started school.
Mm-hmm.
And
kind of show his appreciation.
That's why that I teach my children not to call them niggers.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't help them being niggers. Now, this young generation, I wouldn't fool with them at all.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them, I got a family on my place here. They're just as humble as they can be. And, I just don't let them fool them.
Mm-hmm.
I used to keep. And my old man decided he'd quit chain gang and go to overseeing. And then he decided he'd come home again and live at home. And, I used to keep little nigger young for their mammy to work.
Mm-hmm.